I'm so excited you're joining me today for Glorious Living. Get ready for part two of our study, The Power of Thanks. Well, I hope you enjoyed part one last week. And this week we have my daughter Jody joining us, Chrissy
yes,
and I,
and
for
I'm
part two.
Thankful that you're here, Jody.
I'm thankful to be here.
Yeah. We talked a lot about the power of thanks, but I know that it's so glad that you could be here with us today to really go deeper and just share what's on your heart about what the importance of being thankful. I know that I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
We just come through Thanksgiving. I told them last week that I turned over the responsibility of making reservations. That's what do you make for Thanksgiving? Reservations.
It's not the same every year. Doesn't have to have all the same things every year. You can do something different.
Do something different.
That's right.
It's always fun when you can just pig out, as they say.
Oh, I know I did. It was a good Thanksgiving, and I hope you watching today had a wonderful time with your family and friends. And I loved part one because we talked a lot about showing gratitude to God in everything and just lifting our eyes into the hills where our help comes from. That's where our help comes from, the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and just giving all our glory and praise to Him. And I know we did that during Thanksgiving Day, but we're carrying it on all
year. We don't just do it one day. We're in Thanksgiving, of course, a lot of you may be watching from different parts of the world, but in the United States, we have one day for Thanksgiving because we think back on the beginning of our country when the pilgrims came and all that. But being thankful is more than just one day. When you're a believer, you're thankful every day because you realize that is the thing that turns your life around. Being thankful changes everything.
It sure does. I love that. And people are thankful. They watch all over the world. People are watching and they're thankful to JDM. And we're thankful that you write in your comments. I want to share one before we get started. This is a glorious story from Damaris. It was translated from Espanol, from Spanish. This is a Spanish viewer that says, "May Almighty God continue to bless you. I want you to know, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, that at night I like to go to bed listening to your sermons. I experience harmony when the two of you are on your programs." That's awesome. Harmony. So it's awesome to know that people are tuning in from all over the world and experiencing the peace of God. That is something to be thankful for. And we're thankful that you shared that comment.
You know, Dad always does that too. He'll tell you that he puts a scripture in his mind before he goes to bed. It's like the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night.
I love that.
To give yourself like a sense of peace. So listen to sermons, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you're prepping yourself for sleep, peaceful rest.
It's so perfect. That's awesome. I need to start doing that as well. Putting on JDM in the background, going to sleep.
Even if you just, you know, tell yourself.
Yeah, and tell yourself, tell remind yourself.
Yeah.
That's so
good. It's true, because we have so much to be thankful for. We're going to begin by our text that we started with last week, and then we'll just spring from that. We're going to turn and begin with Colossians chapter 3. Chrissy's going to read verse 13 because we read this scripture in part one, but of our power of thanks, but there's so much more. We have to remember how important it is to give thanks.
Amen. Yes. And it says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him."
And today we have an opportunity to say thank you.
Praise God.
Thankful for our partners. We're thankful for each other. We're thankful for the Word of God. But it's important to realize we should not miss our opportunity to be thankful.
Yeah, I love it so much.
I think that's like a heart condition more. Sometimes I think we hear thank you and we think of it as like a lighthearted, polite gesture. Mm-hmm. And it is that.
Yeah.
It is that as a form of gratitude for like tangible things and all that. But really, you know, when I think about it, I think gratitude is a heart condition. Mm-hmm. In a gateway, and it should be in absolutely everything because it affects everything.
It
changes your perspective.
It does change your perspective.
And you have to be forced almost. You have to force yourself sometimes because the world is always fast and moving, and there's lots of things to think about and things coming on you, bombarding, whatever. You can always think about it. Like the first thing I think about when I wake up shows where my mind is, where my heart is. So the first thing I think about is the worry, the problem, the thing I got to do. Then I haven't had given myself pause enough to give thanks, and thankfulness, gratitude requires pause and introspective first. That's how I feel about it. You know, like you really have to stop yourself sometimes. Yeah. Remember how we were talking about how when I was on last time, which about Psalm 23, and then which about Jesus,
yes,
and how He said, "Y'all are all going to leave me, but I'm not alone."
Like we talk about
it, it was a course correct in a way.
Wow,
He's talking about something, but it's a course correct. So I always say when I wake up in the morning, because I think gratitude is how I live my life. I think I was raised that way too, just by an example with my dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just lived in a state of joy, in this good. Like look what God's done for us. Look what this happened. And then little things matter to me. But I think that thought to say, look what God's done for us, it requires us to pull outside of what's going on right now and go, okay, I got to pause and then look. And so you don't have to look hard to find something to be grateful for.
That's so right.
But it starts in the morning sometimes as a course correct, so that the spirit of gratitude is with you all day long so that you can see the things that come along.
That's right. So true.
You know, you can't even notice the good things if you're not looking for the good things.
Exactly.
If your mind is just ripped up in the mm-hmm. bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't mean to go that deep, but that's how I thought about it. You
that's
know?
Why I have you here, girl.
Because
you're
like,
love
thank
it when you.
You
go deep.
You like to go deep.
You know, I'm like, thank you for this cup, a thing, whatever. That's a very simple form of gratitude.
It is. Oh, my it coffee.
Is. Gratitude is whether I didn't
coffee.
Even have this.
Exactly.
I got breath in my body.
Exactly.
I woke up today.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I don't have to wash these dishes. I get to wash these dishes. I had food on this plate.
I had food.
I fed my family.
I love that. Taking every little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, just start doing it as a practice. Like yeah. as a, yeah, a little practice.
Mm-hmm. That's so
I'm
good.
I'm going to practice gratitude today. Mm-hmm. Thankfulness, mm-hmm. you know, and notice it. Mm-hmm. And pause and notice who's in my life that's good. Look at my dog. Look at my grass. Mm-hmm. I thank God for my trees.
So much.
Yeah.
I thank God for the people in my life and the littles and the bigs.
Yeah.
You could spend the whole day doing that.
And if you do, you're going to have a better day.
You will.
Because, you know, you got those times anyway. Like, you're waking up, you're thinking anyway. So yeah. you could choose to think something good.
Right. You know, that you've heard Dad say it so often. He often says, a revelation without a manifestation is a missed opportunity.
Wow. And faith without works is dead. Yeah.
Is a revelation.
It is. Yes.
A understanding.
It's a work.
A deeper understanding, not just mm-hmm. in the head,
right.
but like you said, in the heart, where you go to a different level of being thankful. And you know it when people say it just with their words, and you know they don't mean it.
Right.
But when you mean it, when someone means it,
changes
they often
everything.
Say, oh, thank you, doesn't seem like enough, but you know, it really is.
Gratitude will bring you to your knees.
Wow.
Your gratitude will open your eyes to things. What is it Paul who says, you know, whether I base or abound?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ.
It's there's a form of like separation from the world and from the problems that it's a form of faith.
It totally
it's a
is
form
of faith.
It, you know, fear is, oh, what's going to happen? And faith is, I know God's got it under control because he put me in control over the devil and all his works.
Now, that's something
and
to be thankful
I am going
for.
To be sure saying is. What the blood of Jesus did for
and,
me.
And that releases God's power
absolutely.
In your life.
It's a gateway.
Because like you said, it is faith. It's a faith connector.
Gratitude's a form of faith, absolutely. It's believing that the future is going to be good for me.
Yeah.
No matter what the devil's doing right now, I'm going to win.
I
was born
that.
To win.
And I love when we talk.
Jesus died so I could win.
Yes. And you always bring that up to me. When I'm thinking about like, Jody, listen, I don't know what I'm going to do. I often go to Jody. Our offices are right next
it's
to each fun. Other.
It's
I love
so
you.
Fun. I love you too.
And I need to hear it too.
I know. We need it.
But somehow it's easier for me. I think in some ways when I see somebody hurting about it, it's easier for that to rise up. You ever have that happen? Like you can be better for your other people sometimes than your own self.
And you're that for me. And if I say, oh, this isn't working out right now, or this, that, and you're like, no, you start calling, you say, no, this is going to be a good day. I'm going to get that answer soon.
Why not?
It's coming.
And you can say anything. Why not say something good?
Why not? And so to have that reminder, you know, not a lot of people have that in their
But
in
it's
their
based on the blood
space.
Of Jesus. It's not just like imagination, you know, like imagination without faith. I mean, what is that, daydreaming?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's
so daydreaming and faith is two different things. Mm-hmm. So your faith is in the word of God. What Jesus did for you. You're thankful to the Lord. Read the scripture again, Colossians or whatever
it's
it is.
So wonderful. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. It's whatsoever.
Yeah, so you see how many times we're talking about Jesus and the Father? Mm-hmm. That's the basis of our gratitude. That's the basis of our gratitude. Anything that comes to us, let's say every good and perfect thing comes from above. Mm-hmm. Every good and perfect thing that
that's
I
so
give
good.
Thanks for. And that's a thing. You can give thanks for the things. We thanks for the people. Breath in your body,
right.
your circumstance around it, no matter if it's bad, there's usually something you can stop, back up, where Paul and Silas singing songs in the night, I always say that, in the prison. No reason externally to be grateful or thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Yet
right.
you can be grateful and thankful for God who's with you through everything. Mm-hmm. And that does change your perspective. It does lift you up so that you can have that feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The emotion.
Yeah, that's the power of thanks. It's so tangible.
It, it's tangible.
It's so ready and available to us. And
change
people watching,
emotions.
You might be challenging something right now, but knowing that God has you and that he's going to lift you up, that's awesome.
And speaking good things over yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's good
stuff. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Making that like a daily practice.
Yeah, look for
in
something.
In your life, look for
There's something in your life. See, if you don't feel thankful, just go to the Word of God. God is going to give you some put faith in your heart so you can start believing for him. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesse talks about a spirit of gratitude, how it puts everything in perspective in his article.
Yes.
And many years ago, the Lord told him in prayer, Jesse, don't put your faith on something possible. You can get that done with good old hard work.
Oof.
He said, the Lord said, put your faith on something impossible.
I'm so grateful for my
Isn't
daddy.
He a great daddy?
He is wonderful.
Great husband, great pastor, great
I
minister.
Think
great boss.
An opening
too.
For
We're
me
thankful
too.
For Jesse.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Jesse.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dad. Thank you for letting me come to the earth.
He's inspired so many people, and I know that you picked up that same passion as our child.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so. I mean, I think that God used gratitude, or I can look back and see that gratitude was an open door for me. It was a gateway for me to get the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Oh, tell us about that.
When I was little, I mean, I was very practical. I didn't like growing up in a Pentecostal church. I didn't really like it. I didn't understand it much. And I was with it from little. I'm like, I'd read about these people in the 60s who did primal scream therapy. And I used to say, this is just primal scream therapy for Christians.
These people are crazy. She knows so much.
Jody, there's so much in there.
It's awesome, both things.
Useless information. But anyway, you know, so I had a rough time. When you're in a spirit of judgment, you can't be grateful, you can't be thankful, and then that blocks you from receiving.
Yeah.
Judgment blocks you from receiving. Anyway, so Mama and them would send me off to the camp. Remember, that was an Assembly of God camp.
Yeah.
It was the most miserable place.
Kids camp, youth camp, all of that.
For me, I could not find anything to be thankful for. It was hot. It was July. There was no air conditioning. They had big fans in there, right?
Yeah.
They'd bring us to church every day, and it was basically Pentecostal church. And I was just waiting to get out so I could get one of those orange push-up ice creams. And play tetherball. That's how I got this thing. That boy hit me in the face with a pipe.
See, we don't even see that, but you do.
I draw it out every day. I popped him in the nose. He wanted my shuffleboard stick, but there weren't enough because it was like a poverty mentality right then. So I had a pipe and I was twirling it like a baton. He's like, give me that pipe, you know? And I was like, no. And he was so cute. I remember thinking, he's so nice looking.
Aww.
But you still can't get this pipe. Anyway, came at me and potly hit me in the face. And the blood flowed, and I punched him in the nose. And then Brother Fullenwater brought us to the office to talk to us about Jesus. And I think I got saved again. I was just thankful to be in air conditioned and get a little one of them little triangle cups that can't move water. I was like,
would have done it all over again just to get
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. I need Jesus. Help me out.
Thankful for the cup.
But the point being, at all those things, the Holy Spirit was a real focus. And getting the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues was a big focus. And I can remember being in circles where we'd hold hands and pray. And I genuinely wanted that. And I never could get it. I was always the last one. I never did. So I'd just be like, whatever, who cares? Mm-hmm. Whatever. I mean, God's in my heart. Who cares? Doesn't matter. And you don't need that to go to heaven. But it was something that it was like in my crawl a little bit. Because later I remember going up in church and getting prayed for. And of course, nothing happened. Because I think I was just kind of like looking at everybody. I was so external and introspective for myself. But I don't know. There was some kind of block. But when I was about 16 years old, I went on a diet. And that right there always makes me grateful to God. It's like a conquering of the flesh.
Please.
I'm on a diet right now. I live on a diet.
Oh,
it's like a swing from over here to the yo-yo diet.
Can I relate
to this?
If it's
not diet, it's guilt because you're not dieting.
No, I never feel guilt. It's like enjoyment or diet.
Oh, man, I wish I had that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't
want to
feel guilty.
Guilt.
No fun eating if you're going to feel guilty with every bite. You know, it's like, luscious. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I went into the library, and I remember I had this apple, and I was... Yeah, at lunchtime. And we had this library, it was like these long tables and nobody was around because we'd be in the library at lunch and had these partitions. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at this apple, it's so simple, but I started to become so grateful. Like, and God gave me, gratefulness will open your eyes. God will give you revelation when you're grateful for what he's done. Mm-hmm. He loves, like, I think, because I love nature, everybody knows that when we praise what he has done, whatever it is, in the small things. So I remember looking at this apple and thinking, I can't believe this. This came out the dirt.
Yeah.
It grew on a tree. It came, and I can eat it, and it nourished like my whole body, and I could lose weight on it. And I mean, I was like, thank you, God. I started this thing under my breath, very low, of gratitude.
Genuine.
I just started, it was genuine, it was authentic gratitude for God. Like, thank you. Like, I thought it was cool. I started to like giggle a little bit. And anyway, I remember in my mind saying, you know, if you want to give me the Holy Spirit, you can. Mm. And then I remember thinking, but it's okay if not. And I started talking, and that's how it came. It makes me want to cry because it's so sweet how God listens. Like God listens, God hears the little things, but there's something about a spirit of gratitude that is a gateway and that kind of cracks open you. Amen. It's not like it's forcing God, it's opening you to be able to receive from God. So gratitude really is a gateway. And I had these little bitty words, and I knew what it was, these little da-da's or whatever it was. I was like,
baby tongue,
oh my God, it's tongues. There. And then I'm looking around, and I remember being like,
I'm happy to have
you know what? It blessed me so much because living under the shadow kind of my dad in that fishbowl, a lot of times I think that was also a, you know, hindrance to me because I knew people were looking at me and judging me, or I thought they were. Maybe they weren't even. And so for God to do something for me by myself, and he has done this so many times on my own, by myself, I'm like, oh man.
Oh, I know.
It's more precious because it's personal. It's not like some man came and put his hand on me and I received from him. Now, I believe in that, but you can receive from God whether you're completely alone or not.
Yes, so good.
And that's what a personal relationship with Jesus is. That's what his connector to God is. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got the Holy Spirit. And mm-hmm. I look back on it now really as thankfulness for that apple, but it's the form of thankfulness that opens the heart.
It's so good.
Love it.
It changes perception.
A moment, an instant in time that's still so fresh in your heart because it's so real.
Yeah.
And that's what thankfulness does.
And it opens
like it's a shift.
For me, it's a shift.
Opens the door.
And it's also even today, you know, there's things to not be grateful for. There's a lot of junk, you know, and you go, ugh. But when I pray in the Holy Spirit, sometimes that is the key for me anyway, that cracks open in him being the lifter of your head. Remember that scripture with the lifter of your head?
It's the glory and the lifter of your head.
And moving my emotions back in line with faith.
Yes.
So that my emotions just aren't on the external.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that I can get, the external's coming. But it's all born in that eternal.
Right.
You know, you can't get the external till you focus on that.
Jesus knew how important it was for all of us to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why he told his disciples to go to the upper room, to tarry in Jerusalem until they be filled with power. And that power is a power for so many things, including the power to say thanks, which shifts you, like you said, it shifts your life into another arena of faith to believe God for whatever it is that you're facing. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3 and read some things in the scripture as well, because the more we give thanks with sincerity, the more we realize just how much God has already done.
Right.
And this gives us hope that he will do even more, because why? He is a big God capable of big things, and you are his kid, and his spirit is flowing through you. That means you are capable of doing big things yourself.
Ooh, you stir me up, Pastor Kathy and Jody. I'm loving it. I love this so much because it really does give a perspective of where the little things, the apple.
I love the little
things. All it was an apple.
I love it.
So taking the time to choose to reflect on that, it gets me excited. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, because we look at things and we'll say things like that. All it is.
Yeah.
It's
all
big.
It is, but it's big.
You try to make an apple.
Exactly. I can't even make an apple pie.
Even the babies we make.
I can't make anything.
Start with, you know, we there is no
I did make
Frankenstein.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. And if that would be our best effort, it'd come out messed up. I mean, everything starts and ends with him.
Woo, yeah. It's good.
It's,
he created
with
it.
A seed and it grew seeds all work the same way. The word of God is like a seed, Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
And when that seed is nourished, it grows up, it becomes fruitful.
When it's sown in your heart.
That's right. Your heart is like the soil of God. And that's when Jesus talked about those parables, throwing that seed out. If you have a heart that's receptive, which means a heart that's thankful and grateful, a grateful heart changes your perspective on everything.
Absolutely. Changes your perspective on everything.
Amen.
And that seeds water with those words that you read.
I love it. Yes.
Ephesians 3:20, King James Version, Chrissy.
Yes. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
I love that. That's
the
power of a grateful heart.
Yeah.
You got the power.
I got the power.
You got the power.
So
you
got good.
The power.
That is the basis of God's not enough, he's too much.
That's
that
so
book,
good.
That got the dad really had a revelation on that.
Mm-hmm.
And just noticing all those words, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing if you think
it
about
really
that.
Is.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
That God, I'm grateful for a God who doesn't, you know, when you think about humility, that thankfulness is connected to humility, but I always say that humility isn't like I'm a low-down, dirty dog, like Dad says.
Mm-hmm.
It's really recognizing the rank of God is above me, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And my connection to him. And I'm thankful for a God who wants that for me.
Amen.
He says exceedingly. He's pushing. He's pushing. He's like lifting up and pushing you to believe higher.
Right.
Believe me. Like all, Dad always says, ask me for something.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Take the limits off.
Move the limits off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love that. Dad's really got that in spades.
Oh, yes,
indeed. As an understanding. But that didn't understanding just drop from the very beginning.
No.
That came through years of also reading the Word, getting the Word in you so that the faith can rise up. Mm-hmm. So the Word makes the rise
up. And it wasn't always easy. There was a lot of opposition, but he stuck with it.
Is anything easy all the time?
And we stuck with it. I mean, there are a lot of people said, oh, it'll never happen. I mean, even people when, you know, Jesse, when Dad went out in the ministry, traveling all over. I had the little daycare business in the house. So we had eight kids. You griped about sometimes the kids being in your room.
Yeah, but I needed a spirit of thankfulness, but I wasn't thankful.
Get out of here.
But Mama, you taught me a lot of thankfulness, too. Uh-huh. You'd be like, put a coaster under that drink. You know, Daddy works really hard for that.
That coffee table, we do not damage what Dad does.
That's a debt-free coffee table.
Yeah, don't worry.
And I think back then he wasn't even a minister. He was like in Shell Oil or something like that. Yeah, she was teaching me gratitude, too.
But it was, you know, you give up. You could give up because people always tell him. But instead, we took the high road. We said,
people were mean to Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, being Cajun or having broken English sometimes, or maybe you see that with some Spanish people, too, or whatever. You know, there's always somebody criticizing or judging you for your intelligence or lack of intelligence based on
where
the way you're taught, where you're from, something. There's always somebody trying to, like, cut down. I think Dad experienced that a lot.
I think everybody does. I've experienced
such a
that.
Lie.
I remember when I got through preaching, because there's this big lie the devil sold to people that women can't preach. I remember I got through preaching a sermon one day at Covenant Church, and somebody came up to me. He says, the Bible says that women can't preach. What do you think about that? I said, well, I think I just did. And so I just preached my
That's a good one.
But, you know, God gave the message to Mary Magdalene, go tell them I'm alive. He didn't say, go tell the brothers to come over here. I got something I want to tell them. He gave her the message.
Yes.
You know, and there were prophets in the Bible.
Some of those things were also cultural. You know, they had a time where they would separate them, and they didn't want the women screaming from the balcony into the, you know, from the back to that. Yeah. They wanted trying to bring order. So some things you got to look at the spirit of the message.
You
look how Jesus always did that.
The word of truth.
Jesus looked at stuff and he looked at the heart of the message. Like he was speaking on the other Sunday about how, you know, if you're, you know, they were criticizing for healing on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was something that they were supposed to do, but Jesus, like, really, if your animal fell in a hole, you wouldn't go pick it up? So he's going down to the heart of the message.
Right. Amen.
So sometimes somebody's, like, trying to knuckle you under with the letter of the law when they can't see the heart of the message at all.
They miss the whole point.
They're missing the point. And Jesus, you shows that, too. So, yeah, of course you spoke.
That's right.
But you know what? Yeah, and you did speak. And God called you to.
Right. And God has a God could use anybody. He used a donkey to talk
you
to
sure
a prophet.
Did.
I think I'm better than a donkey.
I think you're much better.
I love you. How do you stay thankful in those moments when people just say some things?
You say,
and you're
thank
like,
you that you gave me a great comeback, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Judge not lest you be judged.
I wish I would have said that. And then,
do you do that? I'm like, poof, I wish I would have said that.
Sometimes, thank you, Lord, for keeping my mouth
sometimes
shut.
I said it and I wished I wouldn't have.
You know,
I went
God,
too far.
Put angels around my lips.
That time that lady came up to me after Daddy had preached and everything he did, he sang and all these things early in the ministry. She came up to me and says, what do you do? You know, I wrote an article on that one time. What do you do? Well, I felt like they were asking me, do you sing? Well, no, I said, I don't sing. I don't play the piano. I don't do all this stuff.
Because in that time, there was this expectation that if you were the wife of
the evangelist,
you came with a built-in, like, you know, job description.
Yeah, I'm the act.
I feel sorry for, like, the first lady. Yeah. I mean, she's got that, too. You know, she just married the dude.
Sign up for this?
She didn't know. Like, now she's got all this stuff and expectation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man.
I mean, it's happened to me several times. And so it's like I'm invisible. And so I said, I could tell you're not impressed. I told her, I said, well, I support my husband in the ministry.
Yeah.
I said, well, I can tell you're not impressed, because she really wasn't.
Wow.
And I said, I took tap dancing when I was a kid. I guess I could do a few steps for you. I did. I came
a little shopping ball change.
And so she just turned and walked away, you know.
Bye.
Oh. But sometimes you just can't please people.
I learned growing up in the church that people are people no matter what.
Uh-huh.
And you have just some that realize that Jesus died on the cross. And sometimes that's as far as they got.
Yeah.
So you never know who you're going to encounter in church. But it's still, you know, you go there for yourself and to bring something to the table. And if somebody comes up with some trash, it's really no indicator of Jesus Christ. We don't serve those people. We don't serve the church. We serve Jesus.
So true.
And, get yourself saying, I'm grateful for the Lord Jesus, even though some of his kids are jerks and aggravating.
Yeah, and be sure the devil is going to plant people in your pathway
to
try to undermine what's precious to you. Mm-hmm. You can't listen to that craziness.
And you can't be the one to do it either.
Oh, exactly. I've made the mistake.
Yeah, judge not, lest ye be judged. So people always say, judge not. And I'm like, no, it comes with the lest you be judged, because with the measure you meet, that's what's coming back to you.
Yeah.
So unless, you know, you think you're perfect like Jesus, you know.
Yeah, I can think of so many times I've said something I shouldn't have said, and I think we all have. But if
thank
you just
God
don't
mercy.
Dwell on that, I mean, I have a lot of embarrassing moments, a lot of things
you
I said wrong.
A lot of your stories have more embarrassing.
We do part three.
But you can't, you know, it inspired me to write my book, How to Behave in a Cave, because when you get embarrassed, you just want to hide in a cave.
Oh, you have some doozies.
And I've told them to the world.
I know. It's really brave.
They're great illustrations, though. They're
great illustrations. It's so
brave. Well, just to show you that no matter what happens, you have to be thankful that what God has done in your life, and don't let the enemy rob it. And you recognize that was really a tactic of the devil to rob you of your future. Because you can dwell, if you dwell in your past, he's going to rob your future. And if he's done that, why give it to him?
And it also built your bravery. Like, literally. I mean, think about that. Like, some people, things happen to them, then they hide away forever.
That's right.
The ability to walk out your life after and do what God told you to do, even if you made a mistake, even if you did whatever. Yeah, it's a lesson in there, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thanks
I love
for the
that
lesson,
so
Lord.
Much. I believe there's probably many people watching. That speaks to them. They've shut it off. They've decided, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that calling anymore. I've made such a huge mistake. But no, God wants you to keep on moving. And that's what JDM, that's what we teach over here, is just keep on moving. The whatsoever you ask.
Forgiveness is for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Including you.
Exactly.
And me.
I'm thankful for that.
I'm really thankful for all of it.
Oh, and I'm thankful you came in today
for
this program.
Thank you for having me here.
You have so much in you. I know it's always we have to drag her into the studio.
We get
so many great comments when Jody comes in, because God has deposited a rich reservoir of truth in her.
Where do you think that came from? Thankful for you and Dad. I got a lot of church in me.
Well, you've taken it to another level, and you have another generation, and I think it's important. And I know somebody has mentioned it. I don't want to put you under pressure, but they even said Jody should have her own show.
Nobody can put me under pressure.
Comment.
I grew up in the church.
Should
nobody
Jody
can
have her own show?
It doesn't matter. There was always somebody coming to me to tell me, what I was going to be and do.
Oh,
all
know.
Of that. Or that I was going to be their wife. That was always my favorite one, especially after I was married, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's like, that's
the God works. Told me that you are going to be my wife. Yeah. Like, go, that's my husband. Go tell him.
Good luck. Yeah. So great.
Yeah, but we just got to keep moving forward in the plan that God has for our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Trusting him to lead and direct our steps. I believe that God has led and directed you to this program today. I believe that God is showing you that you need to be thankful for whatever
thankful.
It is that you're facing. And it is the key to unlocking your whole life. It changes your perspective.
Right.
It just gets you off of the bad path and back on the path where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
He has a great plan for your life. And he wants you to be successful in every area of your life.
Yeah.
But being thankful is where it starts. And
it's
that's what we've been talking about today. It's power.
It
Thankfulness is power.
It's a form of faith, and it's powerful.
It's powerful. Well, thank you, Jody and Chrissy, for today. It's been a great program.
Yeah, I love you both so much.
Too.
I get so much godly wisdom. I love being with
y'all. I love having y'all.
It's awesome.
Yeah, well, let's hope you'll come back one day again.
Thank you.
We're going to pull you back in and be a blessing. But we always love it. I love it. You know, just our conversations that we have just as family.
Yeah.
I've often said, well, if there was a camera there, people could have gotten so blessed. Mm-hmm. But these programs are designed to help people, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
for listening, if you're here still. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Thanks to Chrissy
Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
Appreciate you. We're so thankful. Lots to be thankful for today. Thankful for you. Thank you to every partner that stands with us to help us to go into all the world to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.